Hello, everyone. This is the fourth English podcast of the KBS Kyoto Project team, podcasting from Karasuma Kamichōjamachi on this, the 28th of October. The leaves are changing all over Japan. Even in the northern parts of Kyoto, the leaves are beginning to change to red and yellow. It looks like October is almost at an end. Coming up, the schedule of seasonal events in Kyoto this week. Headline Kyoto. Starting from October 30th, a total of 21 places, both in Kyoto City and Kizugawa City, located in southern Kyoto Prefecture, will have a special showing of important cultural properties. Some of these places include Daitokuji's temples, Shinjuan House, former home of the famous monk Ikkyū-san, the Reizeke family house, famous for waka poetry, and Honen-in in Higashiyama. Also opening their doors will be Chishaku-in, which is famous for the Fusuma paintings of Tohaku Hasegawa. Also, Kaiju-senji in Kizugawa City, which is famous for its five-storied pagoda, a designated national treasure, will be open to the public. Each venue will be open from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Admission to each site is 800 yen. For more information, please contact the Kobuka Hozon Association at 075-561-1795. On November 1st, Go Jinja Shrine will hold its annual Inoko Festival. Go Jinja is dedicated to the wild boar, one of the 12 signs of the Chinese and Japanese zodiac. According to Japanese tradition, November was known as the month of the boar. The first was known as the day of the boar, and 10 p.m. was known as the time of the boar. To mark this occasion, the people of the Heian Imperial Court would hold a Shinto ritual which involved eating boar mochi. It is believed that eating boar mochi at this time will grant a year of good health. People wearing traditional Heian clothing will parade from Go Jinja to the Imperial Palace to present the mochi they have made. For more information, please contact the Go Jinja office at 075-441-5458. On November 3rd, the Jonangu Shrine in Fushimi will hold a traditional party known as the Kyoku Sui no Utage. Sitting along the side of a gentle stream, singers wearing traditional Heian-era dress will compose and read waka poetry while a cup of sake floats in the stream before you. This very elegant and traditional event will start from 2 in the afternoon. Jonangu Shrine will be open free to the public on this day. For more information, please contact the Jonangu Shrine office at 075-623-0846. In November, the Daikakuji Temple will hold its Kiku Flower Festival. This festival celebrates changes made to the genus of the chrysanthemum, or Kiku flower, by botanists in the Edo era. One of the more drastic changes was made to the Sagano Kiku. Each petal is very long and narrow, like a bamboo tea whisk, making it a very rare and elegant flower. Also, please enjoy the Shichigo-san, or 753, style of flower. This is very famous because of its lucky number order. About 500 chrysanthemums will be on display, and you will be amazed. For more information, please contact the Daikakuji Temple office at 075-871-0071. And now, up-and-coming events in December. About a month from now, it will be December, which is known as Shiwasu. You will be able to see and feel the end of the year approaching, and the new year, which is just around the corner. On December 7th and 8th, the Senbon Shakudo building in Nishijin will hold the Daiko Daiki ceremony for warding off evil spirits. This event is connected with Buddha's spiritual awakening on the 8th of December. Over these 2 days, 5,000 daikon radishes will be prepared by having Sanskrit characters written on them. For more information, please contact the Senbon Shakudo office at 075-461-5973. From December 11th to December 20th, the Arashiyama Hanatoro event will be held. This event features special nighttime illumination along the Arashiyama Bamboo Road and across the Arashiyama Bridge. This beautiful event will leave you with wonderful memories. During the same period, famous places in the area will stay open for special nighttime viewing. The light-up begins at 5 p.m. and ends at 8:30 p.m. That is all for this week's headline and future events. This has been Brent Mosley for Kyoshin's Universal Campus English Schools. Thank you for listening.